Okay, so under the behaviorist approach, we will also come across one of the main theories of operant conditioning. Now, this, in really simplistic terms, is learning by consequence. So when we carry out a behavior, we either learn to continue doing that behavior or stop doing that behavior, depending on the consequences that we experience from doing it. So these might be positive consequences, which make us more likely to want to do that behavior, or they might be negative consequences, which make us less likely to do that behavior. So these consequences can be broken down into what we call reinforcement and punishment. Now, I'm going to start with the term punishment because this is something that a word that you're probably already familiar with and something that you kind of know the meaning of. So punishment is essentially when a behavior that you carry out is then followed by something unpleasant, so a really horrible experience. So forget to tidy your bedroom, and so your mum stops your pocket money. Now, that would be a punishment for not tidying your room. And in response to that, it's quite likely that you'll learn quickly that you have to tidy your room in order to not get that punishment. Okay, so what punishment does is it makes us less likely to carry out a behavior. Because if we get punished for something, we don't want that again. We don't want that unpleasant experience, and therefore we are less likely to do that behavior. And the next term that you'll need to know well is that of reinforcement. So there are two types of reinforcement: positive reinforcement and negative reinforcement. Now, these both result in wanting to carry out that behavior again. So please don't think of negative reinforcement as being a bad thing. Don't think of negative as being negative, but think of it as kind of being like minus, like taking away. So I'll explain that a little bit more in a second. So positive reinforcement occurs when you carry out a behavior and then you get a positive consequence for doing that. So a simple example might be you help tidy up after dinner and your mum says that you can go, she'll take you shopping at the weekend. So by washing up and tidying up, you've got the positive consequence of getting to go shopping at the weekend. And that will strengthen the likelihood that you'll carry out that behavior again. So maybe next time, you know, you sit down for dinner, you might get up and start tidying up in the hope that you will get to go shopping again, because you've kind of learnt through that positive reinforcement that that's something that will give you a reward. So it's all about rewards. Positive reinforcement is about getting something good from it. Now, negative reinforcement, as I mentioned earlier, is still a very positive thing. It still ultimately ends in a reward for that person. So this is when you conduct behavior, but then as a reward, something that you don't like is removed or taken away. So something unpleasant is removed. So let's say you're in class and the teacher says, if you work really hard for the next 10 minutes, then you're not going to have any more homework. So what I'm doing there is negative reinforcement. Again, don't think of negative as something bad. Think about it as a minus sign. So taking away of something. So you're taking away the homework, which frankly, none of you enjoy doing. So you're taking away homework, which is something that unpleasant. And in doing so, that's a reward for you. So next time you come into my lesson and I say, okay, let's work really hard today and you won't get any homework, you're gonna have learned that if you work really hard and you get all the work done, then that results in something positive for you. So although it's called negative reinforcement, you need to think about it still as being a reward for that behavior. Okay, so to recap, operant conditioning is learning through consequence. Punishment is an unpleasant consequence, which means you're less likely to carry out that behavior. Reinforcement is a reward and would make you more likely to carry out that behavior. There are two types of reinforcement: positive reinforcement, where you get a positive consequence, and negative reinforcement, where something unpleasant is removed and therefore that is rewarding for the individual and makes behaviour more likely to happen again. The key piece of research associated with operant conditioning was done by somebody called Skinner. So he was a really integral behaviourist, a bit like Pavlov. And his research again used animals. So his research tended to focus on rats and pigeons. So he essentially thought that he could perhaps train these animals to carry out certain behaviours by using reinforcement. So what he did was he put rats in what he calls the Skinner's box, and the rat would just naturally move around the cage, and when the rat accidentally pressed a lever in the cage, a little kind of like a little buzzer, what would happen is a food pellet would drop down and the rat would be able to get a little treat. So when the food pellet was released, the food pellet becomes what we call a reinforcer. It's the pleasant thing, the positive reward. And then the rat might just carry on wandering around the cage and then accidentally brush past that lever again. And he gets another food pellet, which acts as another positive reinforcer for the rat. Slowly but surely, the rat will realise and learn that he gets a positive consequence when he carries out that behaviour. So the rat then learns that if he presses the lever, he gets a food pellet. So basically, that sort of natural behaviour has been reinforced to the point at which that rat has learned through those consequences. What Skinner actually did was turn the experiment on its head a little bit, and when the food pellets stopped being released, so the rats would press the lever, but then no pellet would come out, then the rat eventually stopped carrying out that behaviour because there was no positive reinforcement, there was no reward anymore, and therefore the behaviour wasn't necessary. And this is actually called extinction, when you can essentially stop a behaviour from happening. So you can cause an animal or teach an animal to kind of learn how to do something by using positive reinforcement, but also you can stop a behaviour from happening by limiting that reinforcement or completely stopping it, in this case where the rat's no longer got a pellet of food. And this is essentially how all animals are trained. When you see animals in films, or hopefully not at zoos anymore, but when you see animals doing tricks in films, they have all been trained by positive reinforcement, by rewarding animals when they carry out certain behaviours. Like all the dogs on Britain's Got Talent that dance around people's legs. The only reason that those animals have learnt how to do that, that's not a natural behaviour for a dog, but they've learnt how to do it because they've been rewarded with little treats when they've done the right thing. And slowly but surely, that behaviour is repeated by the animal. I hope that has helped explain to you the different types of reinforcement punishment within operant conditioning, and also the key research that goes alongside it.